Happy Thursday morning. You are listening to Coffee at KYUK. I am Laura Craigle, visiting from Unalaska this week to help with KYUK's reporting on the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, as well as the other important races that are going to be happening in the next few days. And one of those races is the Akiak Dash. And here to discuss that contest with me is the race marshal. Morning, and please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Bill Eggeman, and I'm the Dash Master. Assisting me is Casey Burke, and he was going to be here with me today, but his pipes froze in Anchorage, so he's busy there. But he's been my assistant for all of the years that I've done it, which I think is like 3 or 4 years now.
Okay, well, we wish him luck with his pipes, and then hopefully those get fixed and he can come celebrate with the race.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, Bill, tell us, we've got so much going on this upcoming race weekend. When and where is the Dash going to start? What do folks need to know about this race?
Well, the Dash starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday down on the river. It's unique in that there's a mass start, so everybody will line up and go. And it goes to Aniak and Akiak. It does not go to Aniak.
Akiak.
It goes to Akiak. That's the only checkpoint, and they get there, sign in, wait 2 hours, and go back. There's no stopping or assistance along the way.
And can folks drop dogs?
Only in Akiak.
In Akiak. Okay. Okay. And this is going to be my first Akiak Dash, or my first time where I can experience it. And I've heard a lot about the mass start. I feel like it's called the iconic mass start or the signature mass start. What is it really like? I imagine there's lots of energy.
Well, there's everybody's lined up and on a line. And when the flag goes down, everybody leaves together. And so the first time I did that, I was preoccupied with a lot of other things, getting people organized, getting ready to go. And I told everybody I'd be out there, and when I held my hand up, it would be a minute to go. And when I dropped it, they would go. So we all understood that. And so I'm standing out in front of the mass start, and okay, 1 minute, and okay, it's getting close. And then I drop my arm, and they all started, and they're coming right for me. So I didn't really anticipate that part of the mass start. So the only reasonable thing to do was don't move. Don't do anything. So they all went by me. I've tried to make it not so exciting in the subsequent years and stand off to the side when I do the mass start.
Excitement maybe is fun for the spectators, but for the guy standing, tight between
all
the
dogs. Well,
you
don't want to be right there as a part of the mass start, no. So, yeah, it's really fun.
All right. Well, that's coming up Saturday afternoon. Do we know much about the field at this point and who might be mushing?
Well, it can be really anyone that's 14 years old or older, unless they have a special clearance if younger. So sometimes it's really an interesting mixture because there'll be people that are just starting, might be their first race. But at the same time, there are people with tremendous experience in the race, too.
And so they'll be signing up as it gets a little bit closer?
On Friday night, there's a meeting at 9 o'clock, and that's when the field is determined. That's, people show up and sign up.
And then we'll know more. But tell me a little bit more about that character of the race, because as we all know, there's a lot of mushing going on this weekend. You have the big one, the Kuskokwim 300. You've got the Bogus Creek 150. And then you have the Akiak Dash. And, there's a lot to keep track of for race fans. What's special about the Dash? What sets it apart?
Well, I think that my perception is I became more aware of it. I was more involved with the K300 initially and helping out with that, and that was fun. And then I got involved with the Bogus 150, and I would go run that. And so the Dash wasn't really on my radar very much, and I just couldn't do the 150 anymore, staying up all night. I just refused to do that anymore. I've done that too much in my life. So I got involved with the Dash, and I guess that I always felt that it was the premier race is the 300, and then the 150 is not so premier, and then the Dash was, the Dash. It just wasn't all that. But it's really I don't know. I think it's as interesting as any of the races and as important. The there can be, like I say, people just starting out or people very experienced, but the competition is very intense, and it more reflects, oh, the kind of racing that is done locally here. These are sprint races, and it's like village races look a lot like this race looks.
I'm really excited to see it in action. And with that kind of quality of it where you have, you know, maybe some newer mushers, but you also have, you know, veterans with a ton of experience under their belt, and you have this faster race, do you have any insight as to, like, what makes a competitive musher? What makes somebody able to win the dash?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know a whole lot about mushing, as it turns out. But the dogs, I was thinking earlier that, say, the dogs in this race you take dogs that have been trained to do the longer race, the 300, and they might not do so well in this race. You know, these are very specific training and so forth that goes into getting the dogs ready for this kind of a race that's different from the other races.
It draws maybe from some different skill sets, some different experiences, probably for people and for dogs.
Probably both, but the dogs are really more specifically sprint dogs.
Wonderful.
And they're trained that way.
And they're trained to do this sort of
yeah.
race. Okay. And so while the race is underway, you're the race marshal, you're there at the mass start, hopefully not too exciting. Then while the race is underway, do you follow the mushers up to Akiak?
Some degree following, but mostly I have to get there before they get there. So I'll watch some of it going up, but then get up and set up a place that just outside of the village down on the riverbank that is going to be the rest stop.
And do folks from Akiak kind of get to come out and see much?
Well, I can come down on the river and watch it, yeah, and hang out for that couple hours while people are there.
And if they're there for a couple hours, is that like a mandatory stop?
Absolutely.
Okay. Otherwise, they'd be cruising already.
Yeah, right. They turn around and leave. No, it's a two-hour stop, and we mark their times when they come in, and they're very aware of when they can go out. So they come down and line up as, you know, as the time approaches.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're talking about the Akiak Dash here on Coffee at KYUK this Thursday morning. Race weekend is coming up. I think everybody's getting excited. And not only do you have the K300 to look forward to, the Bogus Creek 150, but we do have this Akiak Dash, kind of shorter sprint race, a lot of local folks, we expect.
Yes.
And I know last year was the first year with some GPS trackers attached to the sleds of the Dash Mushers, and that was a new thing. Any memories on how that went and if it's going to be happening again this year?
I think it is, and it went well. I didn't get to appreciate that because I'm up in Akiak, so I wasn't watching the trackers.
You had it in real time, but for maybe folks watching at home or elsewhere, you will be able to, we think, track this here.
That's what we think, and it is more exciting to have that aspect of the race these days.
Yeah, I think we have trail reporters who are going to be at every checkpoint, maybe for the K300, but people are still curious, and so they can maybe follow while they're focusing on a different race, and that tracker component can be definitely nice for all sorts of folks.
Absolutely.
Okay. So keep that in mind if when you're planning your race spectating this weekend. That'll be available. Another thing also I remember hearing about last year's race was that the trail conditions ended up being good, you know, for that Saturday when the race happens. I heard kind of like, you know, dry snow, not too much wind. And we've been hearing a lot this year that the river ice is looking good. And so are we maybe expecting, hoping for another good year of conditions?
Yes. I have heard that the conditions right now are very unlike the K300 weekend. And things look really good.
That's great. Okay. So we'll be following that as well. And yeah, you'll be able to tune into KYUK kind of throughout the weekend, in addition to musher standings for all the races. In addition to, you know, the development of what's happening, you'll also be able to catch, you know, weather and trail updates for everybody following the race. So that's an important part, too, that we'll be minding and keeping track of, just as the mushers and the trail officials do. Pardon me. Let's see. What else do you think race fans and, you know, residents of the region should know about the Dash?
Well, It's just fun to be there for the start, that's for sure. And the dogs being so excited and getting ready to go, it really is. The energy builds and builds. It's a really fantastic start. The others, you know, they go out every 2 minutes, a couple of teams go out. That's exciting, too. And the dogs are there, and they're all really ready to go. And that's always fun to be around. But the mass start and being there, you can walk around, being close to the teams. You know, you can really get close to the racing. It's fun. It's just really fun. The whole K300 weekend, I think, in Bethel, it's like this winter festival, right when you need it most. You know, in the deepest, darkest winters, there's fun time in Bethel, and it's really good. And getting involved any way you can. I know there's lots of different ways to do that as a volunteer, but I think it's one of the best things I did, getting involved here in Bethel. It was when I got here, let's see, the K300 weekend came and went, and I really didn't know what that was. And the next year, it came and went, and I was scheduled to work again. And so it's like, wait a minute. You really have to not let that happen where I was working, where you get scheduled. If you don't know to ask for it off, then you work for that time. So then I made a point of getting off and getting involved with it. It's really been a lot of fun.
And so, yeah, over the years, you've been involved in the different races. You know, you made the transition to the Akiak Dash. It sounds like you're enjoying that now, like that this is the phase you're in of your race participation.
I like the Dash. I like doing that.
That's wonderful. I can't imagine kind of like being in Bethel and not being able to participate in the race or being able to jump in. Yeah, you got to make sure your work schedule is on your side.
You got to know what's going on.
Okay. pardon me.